I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With stone, who does this kind of work? So we need a mason to do that. And what you'll find now is the denser composition of concrete windowsills are going to hold up better than the generation of sills that you are replacing. We used concrete sills on the building on Main Street. We have a brick knee wall with a concrete sill. And they're holding up great. Of course, the building's only a year old. The whole idea here is the density of the cement is really the essence of how well it's going to withstand expansion and contraction. And also, the siliconization of the grout and the concrete cement mixture so that moisture doesn't get in to that area to freeze and separate the sill from the brick. So that should educate you. You can see these sills at a supply house like Thruway Builders. Well, Tim, I want to thank you for spending the time.
Thank you, Dummer.
And again, why don't you repeat that offer and the phone number?
Yeah, we got 25% off any delivery if you call in and order before noon today at 716-741-3850 or opening of business at 7:30 a.m. Monday morning until 3:30 p.m.
Okay. C.J. Krantz Organics, he is a Hammer Time partner on the television show, and again, I enjoyed having the tour this week at your facility.
Thank you.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. Jerry, we're getting old, huh? Great job today, by the way. Have a great week, everybody, and always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. State Police Major Eugene Stanishevsky addressing the Salman Rushdie attack yesterday at the Chautauqua Institution. Stanishevsky says they have identified the suspect.
The suspect has been identified as Haiti Matar, age 24, from Fairview, New Jersey.
Several members of the Chautauqua Institution staff and audience members rushed the suspect after the suspect stabbed Rushdie at least once in the neck and once in the abdomen. Rushdie underwent surgery yesterday. A group of area religious leaders voice opposition to the Reawaken America tour currently in Batavia. The religious leaders say Reawaken America promotes violence and disinformation and calling for religious nationalism. Early voting begins today in the August 23rd primary. Voting takes place from noon to 9 weekdays and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekends. You can vote at any one of the 38 polling locations regardless of your residence. Abbott Road in front of the stadium will close at 11 a.m. as the Bills' preseason home opener gets underway against Indianapolis. Kickoff is at 4:30. Stadium lots open at noon. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everybody, it's time to put some pep into your step and join us on the sunny side of the street. Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness!
Hi, this is Richard Derwald. Many of you know me as Mr. Fitness. You know, a lot of people today say that 60 is the new 40, but this was especially not true in 1942.
To find out more, stay tuned to Senior Radio Buffalo.
WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for a beautiful start to the weekend. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine today at a high of 78. Tonight, partly cloudy and comfortable. Temperatures will fall to a low of 59 degrees overnight tonight. Tomorrow, more clouds and sunshine, high 77 degrees. Then clouds and some sunshine on Monday, but there'll be a couple of showers around. High Monday, 77. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Mike Lissini.
Thanks, Mike. Sunny skies, 71 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Well, good morning again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. It's the weekend. It has been quite a summer so far. Our days have been beautiful along the weekends and very, very warm. So we hope you're enjoying yourself because we are not shoveling snow. We always like to start with a kind of a fun fact of the day. Did you know helium makes up about 24% of the mass of the universe? That's a lot, 24%. It's the second most abundant element. Interestingly, helium atoms are so light that they are able to escape Earth's gravity. Helium, purchased in cylinders such as the ones used to fill party balloons, are produced by the radioactive decay of thorium and uranium. So there's our little fact of the day. You can kind of play games with someone and say, do you know what makes up 24% of the mass of the universe? I know. It's one of those little extras we do here on Senior Radio. All right, I have to tell you, I'm totally in love with a brand new team in Buffalo. And you know which one it is? It's not the Sabres. It's not the Bills. I'm already in love with them. It's our Buffalo wheelchair football team. They exist, you know. And I've been going to some of the practices, and they've got a couple of scrimmages coming up. And what is so cool that these athletes who are living basically in wheelchairs are playing such competitive football. And that's important. We're going to have a representative on in the future to talk about that, because for you moms and grandmoms out there whose kids are actually living through a wheelchair, through whatever reason, can play competitive sports. And it is just so cool. So I'll have more about them in the future. But the night we got together for a big fundraiser for our football wheelchair team, I ran into a friend that I had interviewed on AM Buffalo many, many moons ago. Her name is Natalie Barnhart. And when I met Natalie, it was because she had been working in a gym. And Natalie, you let me know if I'm wrong. And you had a huge piece of equipment fall on you. You were a trainer.
Yeah, that's right.
And it turned you into a paraplegic.
Quadriplegic.
Quadriplegic.
Yeah. I had no movement whatsoever of my arms or my legs when my injury happened.
So Natalie was there at the party, and we got reconnected. And Natalie, your dream back in 2014 was to start a gym for people who are looking to exercise and increase their mobility, who are currently using wheelchairs.
Yeah, because currently that does not exist anywhere, even in or around Western New York. There's no specialized services for people with these neurological injuries or disabilities.
And you did it. Because in 2021, Natalie has founded, she's the founder, president, and executive director of the Motion Project, which is this incredible gym with incredible equipment and wonderful experienced trainers there and therapists at 4820 Genesee Street in Cheektowaga. You're coming up into what, your one-year anniversary?
Our one-year anniversary will be at the end of September.
So how's it going, Natalie? Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. You know, it's been a dream for, obviously, as you said, so many years. And at every event that we would do for the foundation to raise money just to give back for people that couldn't afford different things that insurance wouldn't cover, I would always say, I want to start a recovery center. Mm-hmm. Someday we're going to start a center. And, you know, just before COVID, I'm like, let's do it. Let's get this going.
And you were explaining to me when I saw you that, I mean, you were spending your life in a gym. You're a trainer. This is what you do. And you realize that after you had therapy and after that finished for yourself, there was nowhere to go now to keep up, you know, improving and to keep using state-of-the-art equipment, to feel better about yourself and to continue exercising your muscles and all the things you should be doing to stay healthy.
That's the biggest thing is, you know, the able body community, we have gyms on every corner that you can go to. And we stress activity and movement for why? Our health, to prevent secondary health complications, mm-hmm. diabetes, heart disease. But where does somebody with a disability go? Where mm-hmm. does somebody in a wheelchair go? We don't have those gyms per se that have those resources. So I actually had to leave Western New York and I spent almost a decade at a specialized spinal cord rehabilitation center in Atlanta, Georgia, because I wanted to push myself to get as much function back as I could. Mm-hmm. But then when I came home, I didn't have anything here. So I actually lost function. I got sick, I got more UTIs, I got pneumonia where I almost died. You know, and I saw my health decline, even depression kicked in and I was, you know, no longer surrounded by that group of people that understood what I was going through. So that's where I'm like, you know, I really wanted to create not only the resources and the state-of-the-art facility where people can get the physical recovery, but also that community mm-hmm. where people have that support of each other so they aren't alone in what they're going through.
Now, Natalie, you had an accident and that ended up with your disability, but people from all different walks of life, so to speak, can use your gym no matter how it was they ended up in a wheelchair.
Well, mainly it's neurological conditions that affect paralysis. So traumatic brain injuries, of course, spinal cord injuries, but this will also help people who have had strokes, even MS. So it's more that specialized group of people.
What about young people?
Yes, we can help children as well.
Wow, that's incredible.
Kids with CP.
Yeah.
We have equipment that can get kids as small as 22 pounds up in a robotic device called the Locomat that will get them up and walking.
Now, I saw that. It's on the website, by the way. And if you want to go to motionprojectny.org, you can see the pictures on the website. You can also go to Instagram and Facebook and look for Motion Project Foundation, okay? I was amazed, Natalie, at this piece of equipment that it looks like you are walking.
Yeah, you are walking. It is a robotic device that will get you up. It's a body weight support harness, so it can take any percentage of your body weight in case you haven't been up and moving mm-hmm. in a while and you can't tolerate your full weight yet. And the robotic legs do the walking for you. But as you progress, the machine can actually sense how much movement you're doing on your own.
Cool.
And little by little, you can progress people with this device.
And for some people, it has been a long time since they've seen themselves on their feet.
The psychological, you know, benefits, just that emotion of seeing yourself up and moving and walking.
That's
the
amazing
smile we see on people's faces, I mean, it's priceless.
It's amazing, Natalie. And you founded this, folks. We didn't have anything like this here in Western New York until Natalie Barnhart found it, okay? You're also, I understand, working with UB.
We are. We have a collaboration with the University of Buffalo because we wanted this center to not only, you know, help people physically, but we want to be able to help students, doctors, social workers, the entire community. So we've already had interns that were with us last spring semester. We also intend on doing research in the future as well because of all the specialized adaptive equipment that we have. It's an amazing collaboration that we have with them.
Are doctors aware of you so they can tell their patients, you need to go here?
I think some are, and little by little, we're trying to get that word out mm-hmm. so more doctors in the community do know that we exist. We recently did a tour with some of the doctors at ECMC because that's where a lot of our traumas do go, mm-hmm. and so that they can just be aware of, you know, after that initial PT and OT, those services that insurance covers, when that ends, what does somebody do?
Right.
I had no arm movement when I was told,
really?
You're done.
And look at you.
And now yeah. I do my own makeup.
Right.
I can type. I can use my phone. I can eat. But those are little things that somebody might say, oh, that's small.
Oh, it's
when
not,
you can't do
right.
Those are huge gains to do. I mean, when I couldn't even get my hand in my face, and then when I finally could, it was just not coordinated.
Yeah.
So it would just flop.
Wow.
So it took years to just get that function and that coordination and that endurance back.
Wow. We're talking with Natalie Barnhart, everybody. She has founded the Motion Project, and it promotes physical independence, provides emotional support and spiritual healing with state-of-the-art equipment, exceptionally trained therapists, research, care navigation, advocacy, and support. She's got this incredible new, do we still call it a gym?
You know, it looks like a gym, and I designed it specifically that way because I did not want people to feel like a patient.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want people to feel like I'm going to a clinic with gray walls and gray ceilings.
Right.
And that depressing. It is bright. There's windows everywhere. It's energetic because you're coming there and you're focused on your health, but we want you to have fun and we want it to be a lively atmosphere, you know, to get out and just enjoy some socialization.
And folks, if you want to check out Motion Project, it's at 4820 Genesee Street in Cheektowaga. Phone number 716-668-4725. That's motionprojectny.org. And we're speaking with its founder, president, and executive director. I love the titles. Natalie Barnhart. And Natalie, we're down to 2 minutes. For someone who's interested, what happens when they get there? Should they call ahead? And then do you have therapists who work with them one-on-one the whole time?
Yes, it is a strictly one-on-one program. They can go on our website to get the application. They also need a doctor's authorization form. They can also call and we can guide them. But once, you know, the forms and the paperwork is sent in, they would be set up for a one-on-one evaluation. And from there, we would come up with a customized treatment plan for them and get them started.
Yeah, and people love coming two and three, even more times
yeah,
a week.
Yeah, 2-3 times a week. People come for multiple hours. We get them up, out of their chairs, and moving.
Wow.
You know, people think of paralysis as you can't move, but we like to say, together we can move.
Yes.
Because we can.
Yeah, that's
and
amazing.
That's what healing is all about.
I would imagine you're seeing smiles on some people's faces for the first time in a long time.
Yes. We saw a guy get up and walk, you know, and his wife was in tears. The smiles. I mean, the man was out golfing. That's progress to see these functional improvements that we can make for people.
Folks, if you're so excited by what you're hearing and you're wondering if this is for you or a friend or a relative or someone you know who you believe might really be a great candidate for this, we want you to get in touch with Natalie at the Motion Project. 4820 Genesee Street, Cheektowaga, 716-668-4725. Again, it's a first for Western New York. It's motionprojectny.org. Talk to Natalie when you get there and you tell him you heard it on Senior Radio.
Thank you.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Workers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service. We'll empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Good morning, everybody. Once again, of course, you are tuned into Senior Radio. Where else would you be on the weekend? I'm Linda Pellegrino. So thrilled to be here speaking with you about matters that concern all of us. And, you know, when we're speaking with local attorney Lindy Korn, you know, discrimination, sex discrimination, age discrimination. She really has had a lifetime of working on your behalf for situations that should not be. And Lindy, by the way, if you're looking for her, by the way, LindyKorn.com or Lindy Korn with a K, 856 KORN. And, you know, Lindy brings to us cases that are happening around the country. Well, this one is happening right here in Western New York, and she is one of the three attorneys on this case, and it happens to be of a very popular college, Canisius College. And in this case, this goes back a few years, but former Canisius College student athletes suing the college and Canisius cross-country track and field head coach, Canisius athletic director, this is at the time, and Canisius student athlete. And the plaintiffs allege that the defendants directed, controlled, managed, and conducted the Canisius College cross-country track and field team in a manner which was hostile and discriminatory toward women and lesbians, and which fostered, promoted, and condoned harassment, abuse, and even sexual assault against women and lesbians. Plaintiffs further allege that the male athlete on the co-ed team with the plaintiffs sexually assaulted all three plaintiffs. They also allege that they were subjected to retaliation for opposing and complaining of this alleged conduct. And we've talked about retaliation before and how that is illegal. The plaintiffs are bringing 10 causes of action and seek damages, injunctive relief, and punitive damages. And I'm going to stop there because I want to get Lindy in on this with one of the other attorneys who worked on this, Catherine Kat McCull. So good morning, ladies. Thanks for joining us this morning about this.
Thank you for having us.
Good morning.
Lindy, let's talk a little bit about this because we're talking, this was filed a few years ago, and obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously, but apparently a couple of the ladies did contact the college and told them about this, and the college basically dismissed this, and that's important because they never acted on it in their behalf, or they never acted on it at all.
Well, you can't prevent something that you don't hear, okay? There were complaints made to the very highest levels of the college, including the president, and there was silence in return. But what I wanted to also emphasize is that JD1, JD2, and JD3, which are three female members that were members of the track and field Division I program, to work in order to be able to get onto a Division I program, you spend your high school years and before, you know, preparing. And each one of them, you know, made the team. One of the JD3 was actually tops in the whole state. So to go from that kind of intense training and preparation for athletics and achievement and honors and a future, who knows, you know, future coaching, future, who knows, Olympic participation, who knows where it could go. But to then become, to go from a Division I program to not being able to run at all, that's quite a fall, and that's part of what happened as a result of no action.
And if we go back far enough, the athletes are also claiming that the coach, their coach, was also the coach of the men's team, and that they're saying that basically this person pretty much wasn't even qualified to be the coach and to be employed because he really had no background in this.
Well, actually, I think the claim that we've brought is negligent hiring and supervision. So it's not that he didn't have any qualifications, but indeed he had a background that had it been checked, the proper employment checks. Our allegation is that he should not have been, he was unfit to be placed in a position of authority over young women, and that the defendant, Canisius College, knew or should have known or been aware of information about prior misconduct, which would have prevented Canisius from hiring him to coach young women. That is one of our allegations, and certainly as we go forward in discovery, you know, that claim will be fleshed out. But it's a very serious claim, because that means none of this would have happened.
Hey, Kat, let me get you in on this. Are any of these people still employed by the college?
As far as I know, both Defendant Marr and Defendant Huckle are both still employed by the college, yes.
That's interesting, because one of the allegations is that Huckle regularly behaved in a discriminatory, harassing, and abusive manner toward the girls on the teams while treating the boys with privilege and preference. Girls on the team were berated and ridiculed or ignored while boys were treated as friends and peers by the coach. And, in fact, it was an open secret in around the school and community that the defendant had an inappropriate, intimate, and or sexual relationship with at least one and potentially more than one underage girl who this coach taught.
Correct. And we have also unearthed some information, you know, alleged information about his behavior at a prior coaching job that had the college properly investigated prior to hiring Huckle, they would have easily been able to find out, and he should have never been hired as a coach based on these alleged, you know, misbehaviors at his prior position. And that's sort of the crux of our claim of negligent hiring.
Lindy, let me ask a question. It obvious to me that, you know, this is raising eyebrows, and that a college would definitely be in the position to look at this person and make a decision on keeping this person employed. Why do they still do that? I mean, what is the institution telling us when they refuse to take a look at the information that was offered by the defendants on this person, and they kind of turn a blind eye to this?
Well, this happens, I must say, in many, many of our cases. We find what we call the bad actors are just passed forward, and they get hired into the same position for a different place. But as far as this case goes, I think that obviously it's a matter of connections and a matter of reputation, and the college did not, we believe we will prove, did not do an adequate check, because there was information, as Kat referred to, that we have discovered, that they could have discovered, that would have certainly, we believe, would have disqualified Coach Huckle. One of the things that we allege as an act, you've talked about treating female athletes differently than male athletes. The coach Huckle would have an exercise where he would ask one of the plaintiffs to come into his office, shut the door, close her eyes, and he called it a visualization exercise. And how that was done certainly will be part of our discovery, but it was a very strange exercise and made the plaintiff feel extremely uncomfortable.
Certainly, this will be followed in the news. When do you go back to court, Lindy?
Well, we're going to be going, we're going to be filing our amended complaint, then an answer will be filed by defendants, and then I think there'll be a discovery schedule set by the court and the parties, and then mediation will be on deck, and discovery will start. And it's a long process, and having so many claims will make it even more complex, but Kat and Brian and myself, we're up for the job.
Well,
thank
you.
I will tell you that JD1, JD2, and JD3 are very impressive women who worked very hard to gain their status as Division I athletes.
It's going to be very interesting watching this proceed. When Lindy Korn listens, people talk. Local attorney Lindy Korn, she's here for you too. 856-KORN, K-O-R-N, 856-KORN, or lindykorn.com.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. State Police Major Eugene Stanishevsky addressing the Salman Rushdie attack yesterday at the Chautauqua Institution. Stanishevsky says they have identified the suspect.
The suspect has been identified as Haiti Matar, age 24, from Fairview, New Jersey.
Several members of the Chautauqua Institution staff and audience members rushed the suspect after the suspect stabbed Rushdie at least once in the neck and once in the abdomen. Rushdie underwent surgery yesterday. A group of area religious leaders voice opposition to the Reawaken America tour currently in Batavia. The religious leaders say Reawaken America promotes violence and disinformation and calling for religious nationalism. Early voting begins today in the August 23rd primary. Voting takes place from noon to 9 weekdays and 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekends. You can vote at any one of the 38 polling locations regardless of your residence. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
When I was a young boy growing up in Buffalo, New York, I was probably 5 or 6 years old. I used to ride my tricycle up and down the sidewalk and down in the neighborhood. And as one house I went by every day, and there was an older gentleman sitting up there. I think he was in a rocking chair. I'm not exactly sure. But I'd drive by every day, and he would smile, and he'd wave, and I would smile, and I'd wave back. And this went on every single day. And I started to think to myself, you know, he's in the chair. He seems like a real nice guy, but I've never seen him walk around the porch. I've never even seen him stand up. And I was a little concerned about that. So I went home and I asked my mother. I says, Mom, the fella down the street. She goes, yeah. I says, I've never seen him walk around. I'm a little bit worried about him. I've never even seen him stand up. Is there something wrong with him? She goes, honey, you've got to remember, he's an elderly gentleman. He's probably over 60 years old. And I thought to myself, over 70? Is this what we can expect after 60? Incredibly, some people still believe that reaching age 60 tends to mark the beginning of the end, when in fact, age 60 can mark the beginning of the best
phase of your life, but that's up to you.
You've got the power.
That's right. You've got the power. I was recently talking with the executive producer of Senior Radio Buffalo, Joe Donesco, and my good friend, Phyllis Gorski, the publisher of After 50 magazine. We all provide the information to make you feel better, to make you look better, and to make you be better. And that's what this show is all about.
You've got the power.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Welcome back, everybody, to Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino, so happy to have you with us. As you know, we talk about a lot of things that affect us day to day. And the thing that, two things that affect us all the time are our feet. Now, listen, have you been to walking around at Buffalo's Bill's Camp? Have you gone to Allentown Art Festival? Any place where you're walking and walking? If your feet are keeping you from doing the things that you love, you're going to want to hear our next guest, Paul Grandstaff from SAS Shoes. But before we get to that, I'm going to talk to you about something that has eight legs. In order to survive in the deep ocean, octopuses have evolved to have a copper-based blood called hemocyanin, which is blue. Their copper-based blood is more efficient at transporting oxygen in low-temperature, oxygen-poor environments than the hemoglobin in iron-based blood. Now, unfortunately, if the surrounding water's pH dips too low, their unique blood means that octopuses won't be able to circulate enough oxygen. So scientists are worried about their survival if climate change-induced ocean acidification occurs. Eight legs, and they are blue-blooded. Wow. You learn something about octopuses all the time. All right, well, if they even had 8 feet, I can tell you one thing. SAS Shoes could put comfortable shoes on them and keep them happy in our oceans. Paul Grandstaff is the manager there. And, Paul, happy summer at SAS Shoes.
Oh, yes. We're having a wonderful summer and getting a lot of response from people that listen to this radio program and coming to our store.
Is that right? What are they saying?
Well, they're saying a lot of things, and I do have a couple stories to share with you that I think has made us feel very that we can serve the people in such a manner based on this radio station.
Yeah, go ahead. I'd like to hear.
Okay. First of all, this was kind of strange. It was on July 27th, Linda, that a customer came in a store and was following them both with major foot issues.
Oh.
And the lady said, "Are you Paul? Were you on with this Miss Linda Pellegrino?" I said, "Yes, I've been on with Linda from different times. And thank you for, I'm glad you listened to the program." She said, "Well, you said something that you, everyone." Well, Linda, I don't know if I quite said that, but we try to fit everyone,
right?
Let's put it that way. And so she brought her dad in, and she was with her mother who couldn't talk much. He had had a stroke and had what was known as a dropped foot.
Uh-huh.
And needed a specially kind of an AFO for a foot brace for that condition. It was very cumbersome, and they've not been able to get fit anywhere to handle that obtrusive AFO.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to be able to walk, so we were able to do that and put him into a shoe that was up to 6E wide.
Wow.
And we're one of the few stores that carry such widths. And it was a stretchable material that could go over that foot. And actually, we were able to solve the problem and get that onto his foot. Well, the second lady said, "Since you did something for him, you're going to have to do it for me. You got your work cut out for you." Because she found out he was on the Senior Buffalo. So she had the same kind of problem, but a different one. She had a foot deformity, Linda, and could not find something in a small size, but we found something, and they both were wearing the same shoe, and she had like a size 7 triple wide, and he had a size 12 6 wide.
Wow. Amazing. Folks, we're talking with Paul Grandstaff, who's the manager at SAS Shoes. You know where they are. They're at the corner of Main and Transit in the Transitown Plaza. And I'm telling you, you have to go and experience that SAS treatment. As we talk about and as people are picking up, you do an amazing job with people who have had foot problems their entire life, maybe from working, being in the wrong shoes. You have orthotics and well-made footwear made in the USA, and that makes a difference, Paul. You're working with manufacturers who really, really still have that passion for quality.
Yes, absolutely, Linda. That's very important. And people are now. And when they left, Linda, they said they would tell a number of other people. And I said, and please tell them to listen to the Senior Buffalo on Saturdays between 11 and 12.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a fabulous time to be visiting SAS because you're going to do us all a wonderful, wonderful treat and have a tent sale. So if you've been wondering about going down and getting yourself a second pair or another pair of beautiful sandals, this is the time to do it.
Yeah, our tent sale is starting on the 13th. It's going to be the end of the season savings on your favorite styles and brands. Savings up to about 70% on select styles. Some exclusions apply, but for the folks smart, they're going to find a great value here. 1 week only, August 13th to 19th.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of in-stock sandals are on sale. And we want to make room, Linda, for all our new fall inventory coming in.
Yes, and may I say, your shoes are well made. They're crafted. You test people's feet on this incredible piece of equipment where you step on it, and it shows you where your weight is being where it's being held on the foot. What part of your foot is holding all your weight? You can see that, and then you can help them with an orthotic and help them with the right shoes. And may I say, the shoes are beautiful. They're not what you call quote unquote orthopedic shoes. These are stylish shoes. Some of the latest shoes have heels and wedges and sandals and slippers and beautiful, beautiful shoes. And right next door, you have a great boot selection for men and women. And again, a lot of times with men wearing boots to work, that's what's wrecked their feet all these years. And you have the correct boots that are comfortable for men, much lighter in some cases, and really, really does not continue to harm the foot like something that they have been poured into all these years.
That's true, Linda, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because also we have duty boots for law enforcement people. They're on their feet an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have people that that are runners, and sneakers for runners, also for people that are heavy-duty walkers. And also, we have slip-resistant footwear, Linda, as we've mentioned before on your program, for people that work in areas like restaurants where there's slippery floors. So we have that accommodative footwear. And we have shoes for nurses, waitresses, for people in professions that require many hours of standing and walking on these hard surfaces. So we help those kind of folks with that kind of footwear.
Absolutely. SAS Shoes is open Monday through Saturday. And with their wonderful, educated staff, Donna, Ron, you've got Paul, who we're talking to now, and Aaron Tallman, the owner, let them know what your foot issues are, and they can address you one-on-one. And it's amazing, like these people who have just come in, they're not going to find what they need in one of the big box stores. Those shoes are cut for the masses. But everybody's foot is actually unique, and our feet change as we get older. We're not wearing restrictive shoes as much. So you notice that as you're getting older, your feet might widen out a little bit because you're wearing sandals and you're wearing looser shoes, and that's okay. But the bottom line is you have to wear a well-made shoe that continues to support your arch and gives you a foot that's not painful. Because let's face it, Paul, as we go into these years, we want to be able to bike and walk and run even, and we don't want to have to keep thinking, how are my feet going to feel at the end of the day?
Well, we kind of feel with our pre-fitting analysis, we analyze your gait, and like you say, we put you on this digital scanner to look for hot spots. Those are red areas that show up on the screen, and that tells us that maybe you might need to have a type of orthotic that would prevent maybe plantar fasciitis from emerging down the road, or
absolutely,
maybe a heel spur,
mm-hmm,
that kind of thing, Linda. That gives us an idea of what might be lying ahead for you, and we can prevent that. This prevention, to me, is the whole whole gist of having healthy feet.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Paul Grandstaff is the manager over at SAS Shoes, known for comfort, fit, and quality. Let me tell you, as a customer, you get 100% of their attention when you go in, and you will be leaving smiling with a bag containing shoes that you didn't think were being made like the way they are anymore. And let's face it, they are price comparable to what you're going to pay in the big box store. Have you priced the sneakers with the slash? What are you really getting? And do they end up being another pair of shoes you just throw in the closet after you wear them once or twice because they're not addressing your foot problems? Well, let me tell you, over at SAS, they will address your foot problems, and you're going to find that you can wear the stylish shoes that you always wanted, and you can feel comfortable in them because they're the correct fitting shoes. And I bet at this time of year, Paul, with people coming in and looking for sandals and things, you see a lot of different foot conditions.
We do, Linda. Everything from flat feet, pronated feet where you roll into the right, mm-hmm. or supinated where you roll out on the outer border of your foot. We also see a fair amount of swollen feet and people with neuropathy. Also disfigured feet with bunions and hammer toes, mm-hmm. An awful lot of ball of foot pain. Again, this does not make us an orthopedic or a store that deals with medical issues, but if we do the right things, they don't have to become medical issues for you down the road. I think that's important to know that.
Oh, I think,
and again,
so
we're
too.
Not an old lady. We're not an old lady shoe store, Linda.
No, they're not. I enjoy coming in and looking around. Now, once again, Paul, I want to let people know about your tent sale. That's August 13th through the 19th. Everybody, as you go by the main and transit location at Transitown Plaza, you'll see the tent out there with hundreds and hundreds of pairs of shoes at the best prices of the year.
Linda, can I add one more story?
Sure.
While you're on the air, a woman was in here from Casper, Wyoming.
Ooh.
And she was in town for a few weeks. She used to live in the city of Tonawanda. And she happened to listen to this radio station on 11 o'clock. And she said, I have to go there. She could not even buy any extra wide shoes for her very inflated. So what happened was after, she says, and I want a miracle from you.
Mm.
So I don't know if I'm a miracle worker. But we did sell her a sandal. It was from a special country, Germany. It was a man's sandal, and it finally fit her foot, and she said she felt she had died and gone to heaven.
Isn't that great?
When we fit her.
And that's the SAS experience, everybody. It's a long-standing family business, and they care about your comfort. That's what it's all about. Give them a call at 716-631-1002. Open Monday through Saturday, Main and Transit, SAS Shoes, and don't forget their tent sale, August 13th through the 19th. I'll see you there.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzern, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
It is Senior Radio Buffalo. I am Linda Pellegrino, and it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you this weekend. I hope everybody's enjoying their wonderful time out in the great weather, finally doing some things, getting together with some friends. And we have a very important subject that we're going to be talking about, because it does affect some people here in Western New York. But before we do that, I have some really interesting world facts that you probably never heard. Did you know glaciers and ice sheets hold about 69% of the world's fresh water? 69%. And the fastest gust of wind ever recorded on Earth was 253 miles per hour. Luckily, not in Buffalo. 253. Can you imagine that? You'd be holding onto the flagpole. Your feet would be right up from under you. Okay. Listen to this. Recent droughts in Europe were the worst in 2,100 years. Recent droughts. And the best place, I know this for a fact, the best place in the world to see rainbows is in Hawaii. They have them every single day. And double rainbows, well, you're just doubly lucky. Absolutely just beautiful. And just some fun things to think about as we move through our morning here on Senior Radio. We're also going to be talking about something that has to do with our memory health and some diseases that affect that, and that is Alzheimer's awareness and memory health. And we're going to chat with Dr. Lisa Harris, who's a frequent guest here on Senior Radio, VP of Medical Affairs with Univera Healthcare. Dr. Harris, great to have you back.
Thank you, Linda. It's so great to be back. Happy to chat with you again.
Oh, I'm so glad you do. Listen, you know what? As we get older, I also, with everybody else, we experience lapses in our memory. We call them senior moments. We might misplace our keys. You just can't come up with the word that you're looking for. It's very aggravating, but I'm here to tell everybody, and you are too, that that's normal. So what are some ways we can strengthen our memory? Because we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things that we can do. One of the best memories is just to write down what you want to remember. When you're thinking about it, write it down. Create a to-do list and check off the tasks as you complete them. Now, you want to make sure you keep your list someplace common where you are always putting something so you don't lose that. You want to record upcoming activities and important dates either on paper or electric calendar. You want to set reminders and check your calendars often. And lastly, make sure you keep your living space organized. That means putting your keys in the same spot every time you walk through the door, keeping the TV remote in the same place, putting your purse in the same place, your shoes, your coat, and then make sure that you're always putting them in that same spot.
Okay. Well, we talked about, like, you just can't come up with the right word, or you may misplace something once. But when does memory loss become a serious problem?
Yeah, so, you know, with Alzheimer's and other types of dementias, it's a spectrum. And so we, as providers, are concerned when it begins to become challenging in doing everyday activities. So if you're going shopping and you forget what you went shopping for, if you're driving and you get lost, or if you're communicating and you often lose the trail of the conversation that you're having or can't find the words, those are times you want to see your doctor right away. We need to know any medications you're on, any symptoms you've been having, so that we can really get to the root of the problem to determine what the issue is.
We noticed it in my mom when she would go back and ask us the same thing just about 1 minute later. You know, she would ask that same thing. Well, where are my clothes for tomorrow? Where are my clothes for tomorrow? And we would tell her, and within 1 minute, she was asking that question again. That's a red flag.
That's right.
Yeah. Well,
Alzheimer's disease is a condition that is close to many of us. Most people know or have known someone that struggled with this disease. So what are some symptoms other than memory loss we should look out for with our loved ones?
Yeah, so a big one is when people are struggling to communicate, where they just really can't come up with a sentence, or they start speaking and they're unable to complete it. If they can't plan, if they can't problem solve, you may notice that all of a sudden they can't pay their bills, or they're forgetting to pay their bills, or they forget how to write a check, or how to go online and pay that bill. That they misplace items, or if they really can't retrace their steps, can't tell you what they had to eat, can't tell you what they did the day before. If you're starting to see mood and personality changes, if folks are starting to see things, or they are angry when they used to be a very calm person, those types of early changes are key to making the diagnosis and key to managing dementia and coming up with a long-term treatment plan. So when you start seeing subtle changes, don't wait till it gets severe. That's when it starts early, that's when you need to go see your provider and get it checked out.
Now, Dr. Harris, I would imagine there are people who notice this in someone before they notice it themselves because it's happening
that's
to
right.
them. What should that person do, that caretaker? Does that person call that person's primary care doctor and get an appointment right away?
Yeah, so I think it's really hard and it gets very difficult because family members typically notice a change long before mm-hmm. the person does. And then even when the person begins to notice a change, there's a lot of resistance to being seen and evaluated by a provider. They'll tell you, I'm fine, there's nothing wrong with me, I'm just tired. This is common, it's just aging, et cetera. And so when family members begin to notice that, you should just call and say, you know, let's just go get this checked out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make sure that we see what's going on. So what can families do and caregivers do? Have a daily routine. Don't do a lot of changes. Make sure that the routine, for the most part, is the same day to day. Speak face to face. So when you're having that conversation, make sure that you're right there in their right in their face, facing them, having that conversation, and keep the conversation simple and direct.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give a whole lot of different directions. Be reassuring and validating. A lot of times we'll say, "Oh, that's not true. You're just lying." And so we want to make sure that we are redirecting and being reassuring and said, you know, that's right, I remember that, or just kind of redirecting the conversation. Allow them to continue to do the daily tasks that they're capable of doing independently. Some folks will say, that, you know, you shouldn't cook because you're forgetting to turn the stove off. If they enjoy cooking, let them do it. Just build in the protective things that you need to do to monitor.
So right, be
stop,
there.
Mm-hmm. Do not be there mm-hmm. and just make it easier for them with the supports that they need. Don't take their behavior too personally. When they start forgetting or attacking, they're not doing it purposefully to you. This is just a symptom of the disease.
Absolutely. We're speaking with Dr. Lisa Harris, the VP of Medical Affairs with Univera Healthcare, and she's so helpful when things like this all of a sudden come into our lives. So something like, you know, we jump right to Alzheimer's or dementia
right.
when someone has a memory loss, but sometimes memory loss is just a symptom of other things. Even other things of dementia. So what are some other causes of memory loss we should be aware of?
Yeah, there's so many. That's why it's so important to go see your provider as soon as you start seeing changes, especially if they're acute. So it can be an infection. Urinary tract infections are very common. Constipation can cause changes in memory. Depression, different medications. Certainly there's been a change in dose or type of medication can certainly cause that. There's thyroid disease. There are a multiplicity of different conditions that are misdiagnosed as dementia. There may have been a fall and a head injury that can be a sign of concussion. So it's really important, you know, if you slipped and fell and you think you might have hit your head, it's important to go see your provider and make sure that a thorough workup is done to determine what the cause is.
Yeah.
Some of this is just is reversible.
Yes, and I think people just kind of jump to that conclusion. Oh,
that's
mom
right.
or dad has dementia, and they don't realize maybe it's just a matter of they have medication now that
right.
is, you know, that is causing this. So you never know. Like you say, it could be a symptom of infection or depression, again, or a
that's
side right. effect of certain medications. So again, go to the doctor and bring that one to the doctor and let the doctor make that decision. Dr. Lisa Harris, you're the best, Vice President of Medical Affairs with Univera Healthcare, talking about Alzheimer's awareness and memory health. And remember, everybody, there's so many great services here in Western New York who can help with that. Maybe you need respite care or whatever. But first things first, get to the doctor and get a good diagnosis. Thank you, Dr. Harris, for being with us. And everybody, we thank you for listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.